We had to continue, so we released the
because that's the way we work, so it's nothing which influences if somebody steps out for a little while.
Do you think that he had an influence on the band, in that the new single that he wasn't working on is a little more dance oriented?
No, not at all,
because we made our demo for an album, because while he was working on this album, we were working on the Simon's album. We just picked the more danceable songs, because it's
a single.
Because it's a 12-inch, because you have to pick some danceable songs.
Like you did
so
with
that's
the day.
The reason.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Like we did with Day, and Day and Strange, and more danceable songs on the first album.
He recorded another version of Equal Ways on Sleep Through the Fishes. Did he write that song, or was that a...
No, it's Simon's had this big mistake on his sleeve that he written those songs.
Why do you think he would choose to record a song that you did?
On the album, like Stumble and Falls, Equal Ways, on the first album, second album, the singing after the call. So that's the way he... And I think, well, it's more in his direction, the slower ones.
Did he have a lot to do with the instrumentals on the Medusa album?
The three of us were involved in the...
Do you three write most of the material? I noticed you have two new members. That person named Frank was in the band. Is that right?
Frank is the guitarist who plays live with us.
Oh, okay.
And Will Amphis is the drummer. This is
also
playing the guitar.
Is this the first time you've had a drummer in a while? Or you use a drum machine?
Drummer on the first and second album as well.
Okay.
But also along with a rhythm machine.
Or the rhythm machine. Are you going to use that tonight in concert?
Well, we use rhythm tracks.
What about your very first album, Subsequent Pleasures?
It's not available anymore. We only made 500 copies.
I heard about that. 500 copies only available in Holland.
I prefer
not to talk about it.
Yeah, not to talk
about it. I've never actually... Well, I've heard Muscovite Mosquito, but it's a different version.
Yeah.
Probably. Why did you decide to record that song again for Lonely as an Ice?
It's not again. It's like... the way we put our songs together on the Subsequent Pleasures is the way like putting a demo on the record instead of, well... the song was there, we just worked it out in the way we normally do on an album. So that's the reason why we result from the demo version into the real recording version.
So the first album was a really rough recording?
It's just a four-track recording.
Four-track.
Like Tesco, Theodore, Portugal.
Do you still have the rights to it? Would you be interested in... How come 4AD hasn't approached you, or have they, about releasing it as an album?
Oh, no. They haven't got the rights, and we will not release it.
You're not happy with it? Do you do any of those songs live anymore?
No, we only kept all the songs.
That's your favorite song in the period?
Yeah.
This is your first U.S. tour? Is this the first time you've been to America?
For me, it's the first time I've been here.
And you've been here for about 3 weeks now, maybe two?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Do you think you have a larger audience out here, or is it back east, or...?
Not really, because it was once California. I mean, you get Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, and we're starting up north, and we're going south as well, so it's like kind of an average of the whole tour.
Did you, how do you think the audiences react to you in California as opposed to in New York or in Europe? Or is it pretty much the same all over?
Well, in Europe you have a lot of differences between like the south of Europe and the north of Europe. The south is very antagonistic and the north is standing and listening.
Which do you prefer?
I can't tell. I mean, it's, you know, the people are listening, even if I stand still and don't. But I think the Americans are pretty antagonistic.
Do you want them to dance now that you're doing more dance-oriented music, like the Nicks or some? You don't want
anybody.
Want them to do whatever they want, right?
Yeah.
Are you planning to come back anytime soon when you have the new album recorded?
Yeah, I think in the end of the year, we will do the album.
When is the album due out?
Hopefully September.
September? Are you going to get an American record contract with that? Because the Relativity released your first 4AD album, but not the second one. You know what it was?
Was I once worked with Relativity?
Ivo didn't like Relativity.
You can't say, well, the fact that you've got to work, you've got to sign with them for 5 years, so but for 4AD, not actually the business.
Does Ivo take control of some parts of the band?
Oh, the band?
No?
That's the wonderful thing about 4AD. They never get involved.
Just paying the bills, that's what I do.
What about 23 Envelope and the people who work, Vaughn Oliver and Nigel Grierson? How about, are you involved with the design of your covers for your albums?
Yeah.
How so?
Most of the time I'm involved with working on the phone. And I give him an idea and we talk about it and...
What about the video for Muscovite Mosquito?
So it's a project.
Pardon?
Nigel Grierson, he directed the video as well. He worked like, well, it's kind of a project for the 24-23 envelope. Nigel Grierson was one of the 23 envelope directed the film. Well, he was the director, so we had 2 days for sure.
2 days?
Yeah.
Are you planning on doing more videos? Where was it filmed?
In London.
Do you reside in England now, as opposed to Holland?
No, we still live in Holland.
Still live in Holland?
We don't spend much time.
Do you, when you play in Holland, do you sing in Dutch or do you sing in English?
English.
Sing in English? Have you
ever
thought about
it? In Dutch.
You can't
it's
sing
a
it in
Dutch.
How do you think of yourself as a band? Do you think of yourself as a rock and roll band, or you just totally want to avoid categories?
We like to avoid them. It's not rock and roll.
Are you touring now as a primary tour for your fans who've been with you for a while, you've never got over here, or is this a Blind Hearts tour?
Oh no, we didn't know what to expect. It's just a tour to see what happens. I think it's helping us, Blind Hearts has been released because it got on the charts.
We set up a tour to get acquainted with America for so. We know what to expect the next time we do it, you know, to promote a new album. And in a way it's to back up the new 12-inch. But it's more coincident than really planned. Because they just arranged it, I think, January or February. They made sure that they arranged the tour for us, and in that time, 12-inch was released for 2 months already.
Are you, do you have anything to do with marketing the 12-inch? I noticed that college radio is heavily on the new single. Are you looking for more commercial radio airplay? Not really? Have you been listening to much radios?
It's alright.
You think it's alright? Do you listen to radios
any,
over here?
Any radio, that's what's radio for, isn't it? If they play good music.
Uh-huh.
You can't stop them.
Well, some radio is, at least in my opinion, some college radio at least, is to present music as an art form, perhaps, and commercial radio to make money from it.
Well, I think Well, people told me about commercial radio, that, well, in a way we have signed up for these, so that's the reason why they won't play certain groups, because it's like there's no business involved, so we, in that way, well, we have to forget commercial radio anyway. If they want to play it, of course, we're not going to stop them. Mm.
Would you appear on Top of the Pops?
If we need to back up our single, if it's on Top of the Pops, yeah, we do.
Would you feel uncomfortable lip syncing to like one of your songs?
Martin?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's it.
Because it's like a shooting video.
Yeah. How many John Peel sessions have you done?
Two.
Last we got bored, so we'll never do it again.
Never do it again?
It's like five hours, recording three songs.
Really?
It's I think it's a bit silly, though. I mean, the belt play record instead of trying to create a song again.
I thought it was more spontaneous than that.
Not really.
Yeah, but
no,
it's
like
very difficult if you use a lot of equipment to get a song right. I mean,
yeah, so
say it, one and a half
skip
hour.
The spontaneous side of it. I mean, if you go in the studio and you've got to record, well, if you want to do a proper recording, then you've got to be a bit critical on the technical side. You just ran out of time. So you've got to prepare that time. So it's nothing spontaneous about it. So it's like John Peel's more rock orientated as well, because they used to plug in three guitars and one drummer, and they set up all the gear and just play three songs and that's it. So you will be able to make it on time. If you're using more sophisticated instruments, it's a bit they run out of time, so it's really a drag.
Does he use like a 24-track machine in the studio for over the air?
Yeah, and it's all recorded by rules, so you can't improvise really. If you've got some suck problems or something, they first got to get out and get an engineer out, because he's allowed to do it with nobody else. So that's a skill. It's really tight rules in England. It's a bit funny up there.
Have you been to radio stations in America at all? So, what are you gonna do tomorrow? Some tourist? Go shopping?
Go to Hollywood. Tourist train.
Walk around on Melrose?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to do when I come down. So, what do you, what's an average? Pardon me? I live 200 miles to the north. Yeah, I just come down.
Mm-hmm.
Just come down to see bands when through here, because they don't usually make it to San Luis Obispo.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of sad. What's an average day in the life of a person of Zymox if you're at home in Holland?
Being in the studio.
Being in the studio, yeah. You think every day?
We have a small studio in ourselves. So if you're at home in the studio.
Do you have any hobbies or anything you'd like to do that take your mind away from the band, listening to music? I know you have a lot of tapes around here. Is your whole life involved with music?
Yeah.
Much?
Yeah, sometimes reading.
Yeah.
Like reading in the van, if you're on the road. Well, that's the time to relax on the tour.
Do you like to write about what you read? Song one?
Sometimes.
Well, see, I think, if I write, I just do it at home, so it's more relaxed than I do on tour. I think you should take all the fruits of life if you're on tour. You should see a lot of things instead of working on things you better do at home.
Your tour schedule is pretty crammed. Are you upset about that you can't see much more of America?
Not really, because we knew what to expect. We didn't want to take too much time, because we wanted to record the album.
Is this a low-budget tour, then?
It is. Right.
Most of things that come out of 480 are low budget, do you
think?
Both high quality and low budget.
They don't have billions to spend on it, so they, in a way, we've got to support ourselves. In that way, we do pretty well, I think. But we're not earning any money with it.
You're not getting rich with the band?
No.
But you're making a better living than before you had records, perhaps?
Not really. Well, everything you earn, you buy new equipment. So it doesn't matter how many money you make. You're making your own study. Of course it's nice. But
do you think it's nice that you don't have to...
It doesn't affect your living.
That's true. Is it nice that you don't have to go out and work for... Not that you're not working, but work somewhere else that you can just concentrate on your music?
Well, they're not working somewhere else. All work we do is for Zionists.
And you
That's
enjoy
the only earning we've got.
So you don't think of it as working, as being difficult work?
We don't consider it as a daily job. It's like part of a larger way. That's the way we support ourselves.
Do you think you're lucky to have this lifestyle?
Yes.
I read an interview a couple of years ago that said you met in a library. Is that true?
Oh, I remember it.
Did you make it up for abstract?
It's in the abstract. No, we met at college.
In the university. Library.
It's kind of humorous, I guess. Are you planning to do any other projects like that? Because you had a single on the record for the Abstract magazine, and you've had a song on Lonely's and Eyesore. Is there anything else you're doing that isn't appearing on album form or single form?
No, I don't think so. We're not very happy with the Abstract
thing. You are?
No, we prefer everything we release is for Zionists.
Did they not distribute? Didn't they distribute the album well? Or do you think that all the material should be yours on a record? What didn't you like about Amsterdam?
It was just an old dodgy recording, and they didn't really inform us pretty well what they planned to do with it, and it suddenly appeared on that record.
Well, for me personally, I don't like the idea of a record with 10 bands in it.
What about Lonely and Nice?
It's a different story. It's a variety. I think many of the bands share the same
atmosphere. I think it's just a good idea for it. It's just not label 4AD. We're willing to help promote label 4AD. But that's another story. The abstract, that's another story.
You don't like compilation albums, though?
No.
You don't think it's a, perhaps...
Except for the 4AD.
Someone could buy a compilation album and be introduced to 11 bands for, like, $10.
Well, maybe for some people it's...
Is there anything else you'd like to add to tell the listeners in San Luis Obispo, a town of 40,000 people?
No.